Computer grids allow users in one group to tap into another group's computer data. UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee have been working with other universities and federal agencies on a grid for physicists, biologists, and others to be used in scientific applications. Dane Scow of the Fermi National Laboratory says the Open Science Grid will allow Wisconsin scientists to connect with massive computer systems in other states, saving money and travel time. Scow says the grid is more sophisticated than you doing a search on the internet.
What we're doing is we're allowing the machines to talk to each other. So rather than a person going out and saying, I need to go to Google and search on cheese, I would have the ability for the machines to go around and find the databases that would have the enzyme cultures for blue cheese.
Scow says the public should eventually benefit as different fields of science connect. He says researchers might combine satellite images of crops with data on water quality.
You may be able to track algae plumes so that you can see fertilizer runoff patterns from fields. There's a whole bunch of things that people are doing looking at tying this kind of data together.
Scow says computer grids may also help businesses save money by allowing them to contract for more computing power only when they need it at peak demand times. He says creators of the Open Science Grid have put in controls to limit who has access to the system and are doing their best to keep it hack-proof.
But it's a plague of the internet, and it's something that we have to watch out for.
Scow estimates the grid costs about $10 million. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.